Hey everyone, and welcome back to Surviving and Thriving in Depression, your daily dose of real talk about navigating the ups and downs of mental health. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and let me tell you, sometimes it feels like life is a runaway train hurtling us from one worry to the next. It's easy to get caught up in past regrets or future anxieties, leaving little room for actually enjoying the present moment. But guess what? The present is all we truly have. And learning to focus on right here, right now can be a game changer for depression recovery. So, buckle up, buttercups, because today we're diving deep into mindfulness techniques that can help you reclaim your present moment and find some much-needed peace amidst the chaos. Ever feel like your mind is a hamster wheel, running non-stop? You know that feeling when your thoughts are racing, replaying past conversations or worrying about things that might never even happen? Well, friends, that's where mindfulness comes in. It's like hitting the pause button on that crazy mental circus and simply observing your thoughts without judgment. Now, I know what you're thinking. Mindfulness sounds a little too zen for me. But trust me, it doesn't have to be all incense sticks and chanting. You don't need to become a meditation guru overnight. Sometimes, even just taking a few deep breaths and noticing the sensations in your body can make a world of difference. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you master the art of present moment awareness. 1. Become a thought observer. Imagine your thoughts like fluffy, white clouds drifting across the sky. They come and go, changing shape and color, but they don't define you. Simply acknowledge them, let them pass, and return your focus to the present. 2. Engage your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, and touch right now? Pay attention to the details, the warmth of the sun on your skin, the scent of coffee brewing in the kitchen, or the sound of birds chirping outside. 3. Find moments of joy in everyday life. It doesn't have to be a grand celebration. Savor the taste of your morning toast, enjoy a beautiful sunset, or take a few moments to appreciate the laughter of loved ones. These small joys can add up to big happiness. 4. Practice gratitude. Take time each day to reflect on things you are grateful for, big and small. It could be your health, your supportive friends and family, or even just a cozy cup of tea. Cultivating gratitude shifts your focus from what's lacking to what's already abundant in your life. 5. Embrace imperfection. Let go of the need to be perfect. Remember, progress isn't always linear. There will be days when you feel more focused than others. That's okay. Be kind to yourself, keep practicing, and celebrate every small victory along the way. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom struggling with anxiety. She feels constantly overwhelmed, her mind racing from work deadlines to school pickups to never-ending laundry piles. One day, during her lunch break, she takes a few minutes to simply sit outside and breathe deeply, focusing on the warmth of the sun on her skin and the gentle rustling of leaves. Suddenly, her anxiety starts to melt away, replaced by a sense of calm and clarity. Sarah realizes that even in the midst of chaos, taking a few moments for herself can make all the difference. Remember, folks, cultivating mindfulness is a journey, not a destination. It's about bringing more awareness to your everyday experiences and finding joy in the simple things. So take a deep breath, be present, and let's navigate this beautiful, messy thing called life together. Let's recap our key takeaways. Becoming a thought observer, engaging our senses, seeking out moments of joy, practicing gratitude, and embracing imperfection. Every day is a fresh opportunity to refocus on the present moment and cultivate greater peace within ourselves. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some mindfulness techniques that work for you? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media at Surviving Thriving Podcast. Let's keep this conversation going. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. We're all in this together. Until next time, stay strong, stay present, and keep shining your light.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.